Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Trump is doing very well. That's according to Dr. Sean Dooley at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, where the president is being treated for symptoms of the coronavirus.
We have monitored his cardiac function, his kidney function, his liver function. All of those are normal. And the president this morning is not on oxygen, not having difficulty breathing or walking around the White House medical unit upstairs.
Dr. Dooley says while the president is not on oxygen now, officials are declining to say whether he has been since his diagnosis Thursday. They say they're continuing a treatment regimen that includes antibodies and at least a five-day course of remdesivir. In the meantime, doctors say First Lady Melania Trump is, quote, doing great, convalescing at home. Several others in President Trump's orbit are coming down with the virus. His campaign manager, Bill Stepien, is now tested positive. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports Stepien will now lead the campaign remotely.
Stepien got tested after experiencing mild flu-like symptoms, according to Politico, which first reported the news. A campaign official confirmed Politico's reporting. Stepien is a part of a growing number of prominent Republicans and recent White House guests that have announced they have the virus. Former White House advisor Kellyanne Conway and Republican Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis all attended a White House event last weekend and now say they've tested positive. The President and First Lady were also at this event where most of the guests did not wear a mask. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
Add to the list today, a third Republican senator announced he's tested positive for the virus, Ron Johnson, chair of the Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs. California fire crews say they're making progress against the Creek Fire in the Sierra National Forest, already the largest single fire in the state's recorded history. Incident Managed Team Officer Mark Savage says much of the area is not yet out of danger.
We don't have a fast-moving fire any longer, but there's still a lot of work to be done with the expected weather that for the next few days, some red flag conditions.
Officials say the Creek Fire is currently 49% contained. It's one of thousands of fires that have burned nearly 5,900 square miles of California's terrain. Intense fighting continues between Azerbaijan and Armenia for a seventh day over the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh, an ethnic Armenian enclave in Azerbaijan. Armenia says Azeri forces have bombed the area's capital city and vows to use all necessary means to protect it. This is NPR. Zimbabwe is postponing elections scheduled for December, citing the coronavirus pandemic, even as the numbers of new cases and deaths in the country fall. The main opposition party calls it an unconstitutional political maneuver and vows to challenge it in court. Canada is easing some of its cross-border travel restrictions with the U.S. Dan Karpinchuk reports the new rules will allow more families to reunite.
The border has been shut since March and will remain closed to all non-essential travel for another month. But as of October the 8th, extended family members will be able to travel to Canada on compassionate grounds. Ottawa's health minister says it will affect extended family members of Canadian citizens and permanent residents, including those in an exclusive dating relationship of 1 year and their dependent children. Also, adult children, grandchildren, siblings, and grandparents will be allowed into Canada. Each traveler will need to apply for a travel authorization before making the trip north. At the same time, Ottawa will enhance monitoring for people entering the country. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
In the NBA Finals, the L.A. Lakers lead the Miami Heat 2-0 after a win last night. Game 3 in the best-of-seven series is tomorrow night. Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson has died. He played his entire career with the St. Louis Cardinals, leading them to the World Series twice. Gibson was 84. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.